Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. David Dossi is our guest. David is an attorney, an intellectual property attorney. We used to call them patent attorneys. He's a partner at Gallagher and Dossi. David, give us that website again, please.
It is invention-protection.com.
And you work with people all over the country, don't you?
Absolutely.
Not just in Columbus, Ohio. I'm not in Columbus, Ohio, and you work with me. You're my intellectual property attorney, so folks, I encourage you to check them out. David, the fees of attorneys. David's helping us understand how to work with attorneys, how to find an attorney, how to get a good one, make sure that you find an attorney that's suited to your business, to what you need them to do, and make sure you don't hire a divorce lawyer to be your business attorney, that kind of thing. And one of the big stumbling blocks, I think, between somebody having an attorney on a regular basis and using them and having them sort of available to you is a concern about how much it costs. And we get it in our mind that it's going to go through the roof. And I have had attorney fees to get out of hand, David. And they can get out of hand. But if you set it up right to start with, you shouldn't have that problem. What do you think?
Right. Well, everyone's heard the horror stories of a friend of a friend who got a $25,000 bill when all they wanted was to know if they could cancel the lease to their office early.
Right.
And you know, sure, that has happened to people in the past, but I think you've got to accept ownership for a lot of issues like that as well, because you know, that's like me taking my car to get a repair, and I'll say, give it a head-to-toe treatment. Well, what does that mean? And I think that if you manage your outsourcing, if you're outsourcing a computer program or you're outsourcing work to an attorney, if you manage that project appropriately, you won't get unexpected surprises like that. And for there's hourly billing and there's flat fee billing. And I think for over 75% of the work that a small business generally needs, it is transactional work. It is review this document or prepare this document or incorporate me here or dissolve this corporation or file this trademark application. And most transactional work is best suited for flat fee billing. And you're not going to always come out ahead on that. Sometimes the attorney does. Sometimes you do. But you know how you make up for that? You have certainty. You know what it's going to cost, and you're not going to get those unexpected surprises.
Well, another thing to do, and you should do this with your marketing, you should do this with your accountant, you should do this with your attorney, you should budget something every month for this. You're not going to use an attorney every month, but if you've got it in the budget, if you've got $3,000 in a year in your budget, then when you get the $2,000 bill, or whatever, if it turns out to be that much, then you've got it in the budget.
Right. Well, and I think not having it in the budget is what prevents people oftentimes from contacting an attorney when they should be contacting.
Right.
And then they spend 15 hours online looking at self-help books on how to do something that, you know, you could easily mess up.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the flat fee thing, I mean, typically you get a flat fee for incorporating, but other things are harder to do on a flat fee basis, aren't they?
Well, I think that for small businesses, transactional work, which is document review preparation type of work, is almost always suited for it. Now, sometimes, yes, you're going to have litigation or where, and the fear of attorneys is always with when you're dealing with another attorney on the other side.
Right.
That attorney is going to be an absolute jerk and want to say where every semicolon in agreement goes.
And we always think that there's this brotherhood too there, because I've heard attorneys say to each other, if you love me, sue me. So, you know, I mean, and I think that's something that some small business owners fear a little bit, especially if you get into a situation like that.
Yeah, see, I don't think that's the case. I think more often attorneys make money from emotional, irrational clients that go off on a situation purely based on emotion, not thinking of it as a business issue.
David, last thoughts, 30 seconds. What's your last tip?
I'd say always ask for a quote or estimate. Attorneys expect you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste your attorney's time in terms of the rush project.
Right.
Everything's a rush project, and then it sits around forever. And respond to your attorneys. If you're the type of guy that requires repeated follow-ups for information, it's
right.
going to cost you.
Right. And also, when you get to your attorney, make sure you net it out for them. Don't sit there and whine for an hour and then not want to be billed for it. Hey, David, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
David Dossie, ladies and gentlemen, that's invention-protection.com. That's their website. Got to go for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.